Take it off.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin our communion class with prayer.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for each and every one of your people who love you. Help us to go forward in your doing your works in your name. Help us to increase our measure and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, I remember when Pastor Brian Culver came and he taught this this word, your measure. This is a good book, Living in Your Measure.
Yeah.
And I hadn't read it all yet, just a few pages of it. But according to his message and what I read, that's on point. When you follow God, he will guide you to do what he gives you to do is perfect, and it will work. You know how to always talk about following God. And you learn things that you can't learn any other way. You learn to measure the word of God in greater ways. And when communing with the Lord gives us that gift to be able to receive from him. And last week we ended talking about how when you believe in God for something, if you have a problem, even if you have great success, don't look at those things. Always steadily look at the Lord. Go by the visual you have from his word, looking unto him. And that way everything will, the problems you have will be solved. Or whatever you, has gone right. If you look at anything can distract you from the Lord. Success, failure, problems, blessings. You know, even blessings can distract you from the Lord. But favorable outcomes can distract you too. But keeping steady with and focused on him, that keeps us balanced, and we're able to use the things that we believe God for. A lot of people have believed God for things, and you know, merchandise, cars, houses, and then when they get them, they change their focus, and then things start going south again. You know, pastors talk about how people have gotten lake homes and things, and they spend more, they end up spending more time with that than with the Lord. Anything can be a distraction. Yeah.
I think it's because it's good for my brain and my skills, but I've been told once or twice in the past by God, you have to have the right attitude to be doing it and not doing it, or you're going to stop using them. Because I've had a moment where I'd say, well, this one's okay, and they'd say no. And so I would just, but I don't do that as much as now. But see, God can take any little thing.
Yeah.
He don't mind me doing the coupons, like grocery coupons.
Yeah.
Go. You know, because they double, and then, you know, and I just do it for my brain.
Yeah.
It's good for me, and because I might, if somebody helps me, I might say $15 and tip the person who helps me $10. But it's just something that I like doing. But God has told me, if you don't behave, you can quit doing that.
Yeah. We need that kind of guidance, because it's better to stay in the middle. Stay in the balance of God. Stay, you know, that way you'll be more increasable. God can increase in your life. He can do more in your life.
And not only that, we are showing the world, we are saying who Jesus is. We're living epistles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we are Jesus' body. We got to remember, we his body.
Yeah.
We represent him. We his voice in the earth. We his body.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul was closing this chapter, and he says something very astounding in verse 20. When anytime you have a situation that needs changing, or a problem, or you want to increase so you can be a greater blessing, whatever it is, sometime in order to get done the things that we need, we have to be able to measure God's word that way. And sometimes in order to do the things we're trying to do to get what we need or make the change we want, we have to be able to measure God's word enough to get it done. We have to. And what Paul said in chapter 3, verse 20 in Ephesians, he said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." according to the power that worketh in us. Mm-hmm. He can exceed our expectations, whatever we ask or think. You know, Ray says that he's extravagantly generous. And that's God's way.
Amen.
Yes.
And I can't count the times I prayed for something and the Lord guided me. And I didn't like the way he guided me. He had me to do it his way. And it wasn't what I expected. But I obeyed him. And the more I obeyed him, the more I liked it. And I didn't see what he saw till it was over with. And I look back and I say, Lord, I love you. You know what you're doing. And he bring you to a point. When you follow him, he'll guide you where you'll be prepared to deal with the problem. Because it is saying, according to the power that works in us. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the power that works in us? And he said, that's the sum of what you believe. Everything you believe, the truth, the lies, the deception, the blessings, you sum it up. That's the power or your strength to believe him for his word.
Is that what you mean by measuring God's word?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the more you believe God's word, the greater you can walk in it. And last week, I talked about Chris Lucas, a friend of mine. He worked at the food chain. He worked in the produce section. He got saved a few months before I did. And the Lord really used him. This guy was a student of the word. And he used him several times to just bless me. He received the Holy Spirit before I did. And when I got saved, he just coached me, you know. And he got saved a few months, but he went to a good church. He was an Italian Catholic, and he went to the Church of the Nazarene. And I started studying the word chapter by chapter. And when I get to something, he'd answer it. But he said something one time. He said, now, you have power over Satan. And that was easy for me to receive because it made sense. You know, why would Jesus wouldn't leave us here as a sitting duck? And I had read how Jesus had authority over Satan. So I believed that I had authority over Satan. And that's the way I measured it. But in the late 80s, early, may have been as late as 1990, I heard the tapes. Mr. Austin let me use his tapes about the authority of the believer. And I listened to them every day for a month. Every day for a month. Beside the radio, I listened to that. As I continued to listen to my the radio preachers that I was being blessed by. So instead of measuring it like that, I started measuring it greater. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when the gunfight started breaking out. And I never rebuked the enemy to stop a gunfight. And I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody because drug dealers can't shoot. They always shoot the innocent little girl that has nothing at all to do with that problem. And I had 100% success. So after the 10th gunfight, I measured God's word even greater. And when it got to round 30, you know, they start shooting. And I wake up, I could tell whether it was a gun or a firecracker because it was so often. But I would just secure the neighborhood. I say, Satan, you can't kill anybody, can't hurt anybody. In Jesus' name, and I go on back to sleep. In confidence. Nobody ever got killed while I did that. And I woke up to automatic fire, all kind of. They had a gun about as long as this table. I woke up to helicopters. my house was on the news. One guy said, you know your house was on the news when? He said, yeah, they were out there looking for somebody with a searchlight, and they showed your house on the news. I said, I was asleep.
Amen.
And if you go to that old house, I took all the windows off the 46 place side, and I reinforced it with plywood. So if a bullet came through, it would be ricocheted. You know, it never happened, but this is what I was dealing with. I had to measure God's word on a greater way, or people would die. But that's where I learned to fight. I learned to fight a spiritual war. And in being obedient to the Holy Spirit, I was able to intercede. So I knew that they were going to shoot sometime, so I would pray over the neighborhood before I go to sleep. But when I heard the gunfights, I rebuked the enemy. It works. And sometimes in order to get something done that's really got to happen, you have to follow God so that he can increase you, so that he can do. He'll bring you to the point so that the power that works in you is greater than what's going on in the world or in your life. It may be a desire, it may be a great need, it may even be something that God needs. Henry Groover talked about how God will give you assignments based on how dedicated you are to the Holy Spirit. Now, that's not the way he worded it, but he was talking about other countries, how, you know, all kind of things happen. It's so bad now. In Canada, if you witness to somebody, they can call the police and have you arrested. And he was talking about that. And he said in some places, prostitutes would be naked and they'll petition you, and you have to be strong. And he was saying the Lord would, when you're strong and you in him, God will give you certain assignments. Some assignments he'll give, some he won't. But when you're strong enough, he will. So it's important that we let him, first of all, think big. Like Pastor said a year ago, think big, think huge, because God can do it. And he thinks of everything. Let's see, in Jeremiah, well, this is short, 45, God thinks of everything. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake to Barak, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, he said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto thee, O Barak, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sight, and I find no rest. Thus shalt thou say unto him, the Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted will I pluck up, even this whole land. That's a lot to take in when you see your country destroyed. And then he said, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. God was going to be with him because he stood in the gap. He wrote the words of Jeremiah. And this was not a time of prosperity. This was a time of survival. But the Lord, this was the greatest blessing that he could have. It didn't matter where Barak went, God was going to be with him. He gave Barak his own life for a prey. And that's not the first time the Lord said it. The Lord said that also to Jeremiah, but he helped Jeremiah in ministry. He wrote his writings. And the same blessing that was on Jeremiah got on him. Mm-hmm. So whatever we do in life, when you follow God, his guidance is going to take you further than we can go on our own.
Amen.
And we'll be able to measure God's word in a greater way. And it doesn't matter what it is. God is good. He can. We serve a God that can do all things.
Amen.
And we can too. We receive his word, the power in us increases. The will, a person's will, that can be deception on a person's will, and the will can be wrong, even though the person is holy. But the word of God will clear up everything that's not good. And I thought about, I thought of a new confession last week. I said, I rebuke all deception. Lord, show me anywhere I'm deceived or missing the mark. Show it to me. I'm going to kill it. And we have the ability to do. God can do. He can take us far beyond what we can ask or think. Okay, I've gone over. 1 Corinthians 11. Any comments?
I was wrong. You talking about taking care of Barak. I was wrong. Isaiah in Jerusalem was doing all that. Fixing to go captivity in Judah and all that. It says, for Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance does witness against them, that they declare their sins as Sodom. They had it not. Woe unto their souls, for they have rewarded evil unto of their doings. Okay. But he says the next verse, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing.
That's right.
God took care of everyone that went to captivity. It was his that took care of them.
That is true. And he thinks of everything. Sometimes the guidance that he give you that may seem aggravating or, you know, distasteful, that's the very thing that you need at the time. It will usher you into much greater blessings.
Yes.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do ye in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. This is where we get our power from, the blood of Christ. And you know, the enemy, he has a command, an everlasting command. He has to fight us on our level. We can always rise above his level. And we can always rise above our circumstances. It doesn't matter what we don't know. God can, he can put that treasure we need inside, and we'll, people think we're smart. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your generous word, how you bless us. Help us to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think or even imagine. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 That was good. All right.